Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jeff Rovell, which is his first time, but he's going to be coming back.
Yeah, love to.
It's fun. It's good. And of course, everybody knows we're in the middle of the Christina Lu show right now. Just before we go back to Christina, this weather has been horrendous, with all the rain that we've had and the thundering and stuff and the flooding. I mean, the streets are flooded, but I know people's houses. It gets into the basement. It's just coming down. It's torrential the way it's coming down.
Well, I had an incident yesterday. I've worked 9 hours in my basement. Where my furnace is,
Okay. There's
ductwork.
Okay, yep.
And the ductwork wasn't properly insulated. So because of the temperature changes and whatever, and the air conditioner, they were all sweating. So I had to figure out how to get these sweating. It was flooded.
Just dripping, yeah.
So I finally figured it out. I went to Home Depot, got some adhesive sticking insulation, and put a dehumidifier in there. And I got there this morning. There was no water.
Good for you.
So eight or 9 hours. I mean, I'm a little draggy today.
Right. But you got it done.
Yeah, get her done.
But a couple of friends of mine, their water heaters went out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had to get switches. But the best switch is a water heater pilot igniter. And it's part number 185760.
Write it down, everyone.
Yeah, 185760.
Now, great,
Jeff, you're new, so you don't know there's another significance to that number. But Dan's listening. 185760 is the number of minutes since Christina's birthday.
Wow. So, Jeff, Boy. You will come to learn the importance. Well, I was about to give Jeff a little background because probably think we're completely crazy. When John met me, he first started doing the radio show. It was my 30th birthday, so he was very amused by the constant celebrations that were going on. Because
really?
I celebrate. I don't just do a day. I just go. I go in the month, right? I have a lot of friends, a lot of people that
it's
are trying
Hanukkah
to.
The Hanukkah birthday.
So it's quite the occasion. So since then, which has been a couple of years now. He's been doing countdown, so we do a. There's a certain time we count up to the birthday, then we count down to the birthday.
Wow.
So, but he finds interesting ways of getting to that. So,
but that, so you're new, you wouldn't know the number.
Sure,
next time you'll know the number.
Yeah.
The number of the day.
I'll have to remember that.
Okay, Christina. Now it's back to you.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the stuff that's going on in town.
Well,
she's
let's
already
see.
Thinking of birthdays.
Here we go. I know. I was trying to calculate what to be doing for that day. But hot off the presses. Is the town's housing authority waitlist for housing choice voucher program is opened. And I really want to encourage people this because
what
there's
is this?
They have a little voucher program for the housing authority because it's very hard. I don't know, senior housing is a major issue, trying to find it. But applications, you're now able to apply for North Hempstead Housing, which would be either Magnolia Gardens or Manhasset Valley. So I definitely want people to, if you feel you're eligible, if there's someone you know, to really spread the word. There's a whole online application process, but your best bet is to call 311 or 869-6311, and you'll be able to kind of get involved in that program.
So that means there's openings? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that's for housing.
Yeah, so North Hempstead has Manhasset Valley, which is Manhasset, like Great Neck area, and there's Magnolia Gardens, which is in Westbury. And they've really, they've done so many renovations to these locations, and it's really, really lovely. So
now you're in Roslyn. You know where Community Drive?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. But all those buildings that have been renovated, I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're very.
And that's part of this.
They're very nice.
Yeah, they really did a wonderful job over the years. With landscaping and building, the whole works.
Everything, yes.
That's the housing we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely something to check out. And also, we've been really plowing through Fun Day Monday, which I can't believe it's August. It's quite the amazing program. I really encourage people to go. And coming up August 27th is the Hometown USA one, which is my personal favorite. And it's a salute to the armed forces. There's a car show that's there too, and it's really a great thing. And there's exercise classes and music. It's really something I encourage people to check out because they did a little beachcraft also, which was really nice. So if people were interested in doing that, they did that last week, I believe. But coming up this August 20th, there's Fun Day Monday Morning Beach and Trail Walk, which is it's a beautiful trail there, and it's guided by Eric Swenson, who's the executive director of the Hempstead Harbor Protection Committee. And you'll take a relaxing stroll along the shoreline and learn about the history of North Hempstead Beach Park, which is really, really nice. And it's a great place to walk. It's got a beautiful, and it's not overwhelming. The parking lot's right there.
Yeah.
You can get to the beach. It's not like you're schlepping, you know,
right.
super far to get there. And there also that day is the mindfulness coloring, which is actually on August 30th and August 20th. We've talked, you know, it's all the rage now, this mindfulness coloring. I love it, too. It's a great thing. It trains your brain. It's fine-tuned focus, exercise your motor skills, releasing stress and anxiety, and you're actually getting to meet people, too. And you don't need to bring anything. We have everything available there. So you have to register because space is limited for these two things. So please call 311 or 869-6311 for all that. And transportation is also available for Fun Day Monday as well. So call for that information, too.
Cool.
So I recommend everyone checks it out. It's completely free, Fun Day Monday, which is really nice. You don't have to pay for, there's no $10, $7 parking.
Right.
which is really, really good. Also, I want people to be aware that coming this fall, in addition to our St. Francis cardiac screening van that we've been doing, there's the audiology van. That's a partnership we now have with the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck. And they're going to be offering free hearing screenings all throughout North Hempstead. The first one is going to kick off on September 25th at Fuchsia Park. And also there, which I tried to do because I did the scheduling for both of these, the cardiac van will be there so you can get your cardiac screening and you could shoot over to the audiology van and get your hearing screening. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for health screenings. And they're all free and you do not need to make an appointment, which I think is really nice too. So if you're in the area, you can check out any of these locations because they're all over the town.
And one of the
I think the important thing, I've just spent a long time in the hearing sort of area, learning about basically the needs to hear.
Okay.
Now, it takes the average person 7 years to decide to get a hearing aid.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's because there's vanity. Yeah. I wear here. I don't know if you see him, but
no.
He sounds exactly
like Otto because one of our other co-hosts is literally mirrors the things. And you know, he was saying his friends because he is hearing. You wouldn't even be able to tell either. And
I didn't see any on.
Yeah, because I would have no idea. And you know, it's like, you know, we're in 2018. The technology is so different that you can't. You know, it's not.
The thing that happens is that they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. The good ones, these $6,000 ones that I wear.
Wow.
Are very expensive. There isn't the need for the $6,000 really, because you could get hearing aids for $1,500 or $2,000. But for years, lots of the companies who make these have had the industry. I mean, it's been 30 years they've been making them. Now the technology, the chips, are getting so good that there are hearing aids that people can get. And with the hearing test, you'll be offered ones that won't be that expensive,
okay,
which are very good. But the really need is you've got to hear.
Right.
I mean, you know, you say you don't need to, or your background noise or everything. There's hearing aids that really help. And, you know, if you don't hear, they've had recent studies that show that it does have effect on your brain because you're not communicating, you're not hearing. So you have a need to hear.
You're not able to process.
You stop processing. Yeah. You say, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't
now, is
do
that
it.
Covered? I'm just curious. You have hearing aids. Is that covered by Medicare?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Going to be, there's some new
there's
legislation.
Some new, right. And,
so,
and there's also some programs. I know, like, if you're a veteran,
yeah, absolutely.
There's certain coverage that
teachers,
we'll go on to.
Teacher has some
so it's
coverage.
Important to kind of figure out
so
research.
That's why when people
we're
going to
have someone actually
them.
Coming
okay.
on from the hearing,
okay.
So she'll be on, so maybe she could actually answer some of those
yeah,
questions
sorry.
Too.
No, no, that's,
yeah, no, absolutely,
that's,
no,
that,
that's, that
7-year thing
want,
is
yeah.
tremendous because I didn't pay attention to that.
No, because it's
vanity
so
keep
true.
People don't want them. I have no idea you have hearing aids in, but sometimes you see these, you know. So, well, who cares if you have something on your ear? Yeah. If you can hear, that makes
the
more
interesting
sense.
Thing is executives in the past maybe 5 years. There's so many people who are wearing hearing aids because they'd be at a meeting. And my sister, who was a senior executive at a major company, said she wasn't hearing on the phone.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you know, you can't hear, so you can't contribute.
Right.
You're not very valuable.
Absolutely.
Now she's terrific.
Yeah. Good. So that's definitely something that's important to share. Mm-hmm. And I just also want to remind people that we've been promoting my grandfather's show that I did for him, the photography show. You have one more week to
view it.
That's at the Unitarian Church. It's called Stars Photographs by Tasso Vendicos, and it's kind of a trip down memory lane.
Oh, that's great.
So you could check all these old celebrities that he took pictures of, you know, back in the day, in their heyday, which is really lovely. So there's one more week. That's at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation.
And Shelter Rock.
And Shelter Rock, yeah. Right. So definitely check that out.
And this person's coming on, an audiologist?
Yes.
In a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Oh, which is perfect. So we'll continue up with that.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Basically it. Jeff, I want to thank you for joining us today. And I look forward to having
you
back because it's fun.
Yes,
we'll hear more about
welcome
your
to our family, our radio family.
We continue to learn about each other, which is perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend.